Looking back over 50 years, I have come to realize that I was paradoxically the wealthiest at the time of my life when I had the least amount of money. In my early teens, my annual income was counted in hundreds, not thousands, and came from selling Christmas cards door-to-door around our neighborhood. I was alerted to the opportunity by a friend and applied via an ad that ran in the back of comic books at the time. I was moved to fill in the coupon and mail it to the Regal Greeting Card Company by my desire to own a bicycle with more than one speed. I filled out the application with little hope of success, but to my amazement, I made enough money selling cards to buy the bike and have enough left over that the only thing I could imagine doing with it was to put it in the bank. What more could a boy want than a bike? That was when I was truly wealthy, when my income exceeded my dreams. Now, with more money than I ever dreamed of having when I was 12, I long for the feeling of wealth that I biked around with in those days of my early teens when my bank account was fat. I still have disposable income, but I've learned enough over the years to know that using it to buy things won't make me feel rich. Wealth, or the sense of wealth that gave such a spring to my step when I was a young boy with $359 in the bank, cannot be bought. Or so I thought. I thought wrong. I have stumbled, quite by accident, on a surefire way to recapture the feeling of wealth that I had as a boy. It's simple, it's cheap, and it can be summed up in one word: socks. If you want to feel rich beyond your wildest dreams, here's what to do. Find a place where they discount socks. You can get good socks for very little money if you shop around. If there isn't a factory outlet near you, you can go to your local clothing store and ask them what kind of a break they would give you if you were to buy, say, 10, 20, or 30 pairs of socks. The actual price isn't the important thing. The feeling that you're getting a deal is. Then you have to buy a lot of socks. The absolute number is not important. The critical thing is that you have to buy enough pairs of socks that you feel you've gone overboard, to have, where socks are concerned, slipped into excess. The feeling is the important thing, not the actual number of pairs of socks. In fact, it is better if you don't actually know how many pairs of socks you buy. We're talking about socks as a substitute for wealth. J. Paul Getty, a man who knew something about wealth, said if you can count your money, then you are not really a rich man. So in the strictest sense, you shouldn't know how many pairs of socks you have. If you struck a deal at the store to get a discount for buying, say, 20 pairs of socks, the best way to lose track of how many pairs you have is to take those 20 pairs to the cash and then add a few more without counting. Then pay for the socks and take them home. Put them in your sock drawer without, and this is important, removing any of the packaging or labeling. Now, every morning when you get dressed, you're going to open a new pair of socks, and you're going to do that day after day for as long as it takes. Only the very rich can afford to do something like that.